With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. American brokered talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials are continuing now for a second day today in Abu Dhabi as delegates on all sides are hoping they can bring an end to the nearly four-year-old war.
It's seen as a sign of warming relations between the two countries since President Trump took office and sought to end the war in Ukraine. The agreement emerged from a meeting between senior Russian and American military officials in the UAE. Meanwhile, the last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the U.S. expired Thursday. The START treaty dates back more than half a century to the Cold War and set limits on each country's missiles, launchers, and strategic warheads. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's important that the congressional debate over Homeland Security funding stay on track and not harm the importance of immigration enforcement.
We do not want these negotiations devolving into something that makes it harder to deport and detain dangerous illegal aliens that are in this country. That bill needs to be focused on protecting and ensuring that law enforcement officers are safe in their jobs, able to do what the American people expect them to do, and to deport and detain dangerous illegal aliens.
Thune was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The number of Americans who apply for unemployment was a little higher last week.
Applications for jobless aid rose 22,000, hitting 231,000 from the previous week. It is significantly more than the 211,000 new applications that analysts had been expecting, but applications remain in the same historically low range of recent years. Applications for unemployment benefits are viewed as representing layoffs and are close to a real-time indicator of the health of the job market. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports there will be two halftime shows on Super Bowl Sunday.
Turning Point USA, founded by the late Charlie Kirk, will offer alternative entertainment during the break in the big game this year. The organization is hoping Americans will switch channels at the half to enjoy performances by Kid Rock and a bevy of country music stars on TPUSA's YouTube channel, Hulu, or other outlets. The show is being offered as an alternative to the official halftime show with rapper Bad Bunny, which will reportedly be a tribute to, quote, queer icons. Michael Harrington reporting.
Nine men accused of carrying out a deadly attack on Christian villages in north-central Nigeria last year have been arraigned before a federal court this week. More than 150 people died in the incident. The defendants are being charged with 57 counts of terrorism and could be sentenced to death or life imprisonment. If they're convicted, Nigeria is in the grip of a complex security crisis. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-ditch effort from California Republicans to block Proposition 50 after the state's voters approved a new congressional map favoring Democrats.
Disappointing, but unfortunately expected.
Will O'Neill is the chair of the Orange County Republican Party.
This is the example where you have something that they say is legal, but it's wrong. We know that millions of Californians are going to be disenfranchised with these new gerrymandered lines. We believe very strongly that at least one of the districts was based on racial lines up in the Central Valley. But we certainly know that some of these lines were written and drawn specifically for politicians who voted for it.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Frozen juice. It's about to become a thing of the past. Minute Maid helped make orange juice a year-round morning staple back in 1946 when it started shipping cans of frozen juice around the country. 80 years later, the brand's parent company is halting sales of frozen juice concentrate, saying it wants to focus on the fresh juices that consumers seem to prefer.